speaks for the veteran leaders in his locker room as well as the young guys.
So has it been a cohesive thing?
No doubt.
It's like you guys are having more fun now than then. So we know it's past you.
No doubt. It's past us. But, yeah, that's what you see us out there trying to have fun as a team. You know, yeah, we out there fighting for each other.
But is it a good thing? I mean, it's something to go into next year knowing that you have that ability. I know it can be some doubt when, you know, you lose 10 games straight. You're like, what's going, why me? But now you guys, you're playing so well on both sides.
Oh, yeah, that's something we're not trying to think too much about, but we're just getting ready for this next game. You know, yeah, looking forward to playing against one of the best.
What were you guys doing last time against Peyton? It worked pretty well early on in that game.
You said what were we doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man, Coach JT was putting in the calls, and we were trying to execute. That's all I can say.
Whoever, since you've been drafted, people compared you to Von Miller. Now you see him for a second time. What do you take from his game? Watching him,
He's relentless. He's a relentless player. You know, he's a great player. He plays great against the run and the pass. Well, pass rusher. And so, yeah, you see that. And you can take a lot of different things from him. But he's relentless. And I see it when we play against him as well.
Everybody talks about the whole next man up philosophy on every team in the league, but you guys have had, you know, you lose your middle linebacker right away, and Asiel Moore's gone. The secondary's been patchwork completely, but you're still playing some pretty good football. Is that something you've kind of taken from the pro game, is that everybody's got to be ready when their name's called?
No doubt. Stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And so that's something that I've been working on as well. I want to be ready whenever they call my name. And and you can see that as well as, you know what I mean, seeing the practice squad guys coming up so quick. And they have to be ready.
And you got to play like right away from a rookie. Yeah. But imagine what it was like for a guy like McGill who waits.
Exactly.
And then he finally comes in and he produces.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's a great player. So you got to wait on your turn sometimes and get in there and make the most of it.
Coach was saying that on Sunday that you really had him guessing, that they didn't know if you were going to go inside or go outside on him. Can you sense that during the course of a game that, all right, this person doesn't have an idea what's coming next?
The game is the game. That's what you want. You want them to play off of you. You don't want to play off of them. So
right.
You want to attack as much as you can.
What did you learn about Peyton Manning the first time going against him?
He's smart. He's a smart player, man. He does a lot early on to control the tempo of the game. So we're going to try to throw that off this week and execute.
You guys see, he's had some kind of rough games for him recently, and particularly last night, 4 picks, but I assume that you don't expect to see that when.
Not at all. He's a great player. Great player like that can bounce back. And so we're looking forward to playing against him and his team. Trying to get another one.
Antonio said you went rogue on a few plays last week, kind of just let loose and did your own thing, didn't think too much. Do you agree with that? Has that helped you, just letting loose?
No doubt. I remember hitting Tuck a few times going inside, but all around, I just was trying to play my game.
How much do you want to sack Peyton Manning last game of the season?
I was supposed to try to get him last game, so this one I'm looking forward to doing that, hopefully.
Is your confidence building? Obviously, you had a lot of confidence coming in, but is it building now as the year goes on and you're having more success?
My confidence is always there. You know what I mean? It just so happens that I'm able to get in a few plays nowadays. Yeah.
There's got to be a little bit of you that wants that defensive rookie of the year, though, this last game.
That's a goal of mine. But even then, taking it game by game and focusing on the team and being a team player. So I'm giving my all for my